BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A manhunt's underway in northern KZN for a murder suspect who escaped from police custody in Empangeni. Hawks officials say Lungani Valentine Mkize ran away while he was being transported from prison to the Umthunzini High Court. Mkize and another suspect, Sibelele Gwale, were due to hear judgment in a double murder case yesterday. RTI officers were shot in the Mthubathuba matter. Another case involved the killing of police captain Nkosinathi Ngqobo in Eskaweni. KZN Hawks spokesperson Simpiwe Mhlongo says the pair is understood to have attacked a police officer in the vehicle before their escape yesterday. He says Gwala was shot in the leg before he was re-arrested.
They were about to join into, then they opened the doors and fled. Gwala was shot and is in hospital under police guard. He will be charged for escaping under lawful custody. Mkize is still at large.
An Umbilo family is in mourning after tragically losing their six-year-old son. The boy was reported missing in the evening, supposedly after he'd wandered off. His family raised the alarm at around 6 o'clock and after hours of searching, made a heartbreaking discovery.
Unfortunately, at about 8, the child was found in a residential pool a few kilometers up the road from where the search had initially started. Unfortunately, paramedics from A-list paramedics arrived on scene, but the child had already passed away due to the injuries sustained and was declared deceased on the scene.
It isn't clear if he had been familiar with the place. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says the community and the local CPF joined the family in their search for him.
You know, with the social media, the message and the picture of the young boy went viral, and multiple community members, obviously members of the public and security officials from the area were all involved in searching. The family were part of the search as well. And yeah, not pleasant, so obviously very distraught, as one can imagine.
Gauteng transport officials say they're working towards establishing a provincial e-hailing platform, which all stakeholders will be responsible for. The MEC met with Maponya Mall management and law enforcement officials in Soweto yesterday. This is in the wake of a resurging violence that claimed the life of one person and left two others hurt near the mall last Wednesday. Mthokozisi Mvelase from Malundi was shot outside the mall and his car set alight while he was inside. He was killed on his third day on the job after moving to Gauteng earlier this month. And Hamas says it's ready for talks after a fresh diplomatic push to bring an end to the war in Gaza. The Palestinian group has reportedly accepted a new ceasefire proposal from mediators. Egypt, Qatar and the US have been mediating between Israel and Hamas. According to reports, the deal will include a suspension of military operations for 60 days and Hamas's release of around half of the 50 remaining Israeli hostages, 20 of whom are believed to be alive, in two stages. During this time, there would be negotiations on a permanent ceasefire. According to Gaza officials, Israel's offensive has killed more than 62,000 Palestinians, most of them civilians. Back home, Durban is reaching a high of 26 degrees today, Maritzburg 29, Richards Bay 30. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Kaizer Chiefs look to make it 3-3 tonight when they face Richards Bay in the Betway Prem. The Proteas 124-1, batting first against Australia. First ODI, Markram is unbeaten on 78 runs. And the Springboks lose Kolisi, Peter Steph and Arendse for second test against the Aussies.